This coming Friday, the Calgary Flames will select fourth overall. It's the highest draft pick in franchise history. And for a little walk down memory lane, back to June 25th, 2010, we welcome on the fourth overall pick from the 2010 draft, Ryan Johansson of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Ryan, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks, Tim. Anytime.
Take us back to June 25th, 2010. How long ago does it feel? I suppose it is only 4 years ago, but it must seem like a lifetime ago.
It does. It seems a lot longer than that. But memories are still fresh, though.
What was the day like, and what was the build-up like for it? Because you were coming off a very strong season in Portland, and you seemed to be shooting up the draft rankings as things led to Los Angeles there.
Yeah, it was crazy for myself. It was just a roller coaster ride. I mean, once I arrived to LA, I just had meeting after meeting, and you know, it was such a short period of time with so much going on, but you know, it was nice still to be able to get all the family and friends down and share such a cool memory like that.
Did you think you had a chance at going that high? I know a lot of people had Nino, your teammate Niederreiter, going ahead of you.
Just the way the rankings were during the year and whatnot, and then you know, going into the draft, I thought maybe there's a chance because I knew they were interested in me, but you know, it didn't really seem realistic. And then a couple of days before, they were talking to me more and more, and you know, I just figured maybe there was a chance, and you know, it happened.
Okay, so you're sitting down. Who's with you? What happens when the name's announced? And I mean, do you remember it? Do you even feel anything? Are you like on cloud nine? What's happening emotionally?
Yeah, I barely remember it. I just remember being so nervous sitting there. I was right beside my old man and my mom and my little brother, and then all the family and friends were just behind us. And yeah, I mean, it happened so fast. And all I remember is going up to the podium and kind of throwing on the jersey and hat. And other than that, it was just kind of a blur.
We're chatting with Ryan Johansson, fourth overall pick of the Columbus Blue Jackets back in 2010, as the Flames are set to pick four this Friday. Once you get picked, they drag you on stage, you're under the lights, you do all the interviews, TV, radio, American, Canadian. Then they like take you underneath, and there's a thousand things that get done. No one knows, but all these weird photos surface like weeks later. What exactly goes on when you're done on stage?
Yeah, it is a little weird. I agree with that. You go down and you do a ton of media stuff, and then you do a bunch of things for hockey companies like the card companies, Upper Deck, Panini, and whatnot, and do like a few photo shoots and whatnot. So you're actually down there for a couple hours doing a bunch of things. So yeah, it doesn't stop when throwing on a jersey and a hat.
Yeah, and then when is the first time you actually get to Columbus? Because you're now obviously this cornerstone guy that fans want to meet and they want to put in the public eye.
Yeah, you know what? We have our development camp every year right after the draft. So I actually went down there and I didn't have any of my hockey gear, and I had to get a friend to go in our house and ship all my gear to Columbus because I had to go there a few days later.
That is unbelievable. So you had a hunch it might have been Columbus, but you weren't sure because obviously a lot of teams like you, but only a few are going to be around when you're taken, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you never know what can happen on the draft too. So with trades and teams training up and things like that. So, you know, it worked out well.
What's your contact like with members of the staff at that point? You obviously would be on stage with a general manager. There's obviously media handlers or PR people. When do you meet the coaching staff, teammates, and things like that?
Well, you know, I met them throughout meetings in the combine and then right before the draft there in LA and stuff. You get to meet all the management and scouts and whatnot. And our actually head coach at the time was there in LA as well. So got to talk a lot with them there in LA. And then once I went out to development camp there, I got to meet the rest of the coaching staff and people around the organization. So met a lot of new faces in a short period of time.
How's your off season been, Ryan, getting back sort of to present time? It 4 years ago seems like a decade ago, I'm sure. You went from some bright-eyed kid playing in Portland to a guy that's now up for a new contract. How's your off season gone so far?
It's been great. Just a little bit of golfing, training, and having some fun. Right now playing ping pong with my roommate, so we're just fooling around and, you know, just enjoying the summer.
And back in Vancouver for most of it, or do you split time with Columbus? How does it work?
Yeah, I'll be in Vancouver most of the time. We got a great setup there in Langley with our trainer, Jordan McKenzie, who you know, does a really good job for us. So got a good setup here back home, and try and get out to Columbus maybe once or twice to check in, do some working out, and see the guys again. And but other than that, I'll be here most of the time.
So you've been back at it for how long? Because you guys did have that first-round playoff matchup where you gave the Penguins a scare. How much time do you take off before you get back in the gym?
We took like a couple of weeks off there and really get right back into it because you kind of want to keep your strength and your conditioning and stuff like that. So, you know, it's easier to do that than to try and catch up later on if you take more time off. So been back out of here for a few weeks already.
Yeah, fair enough. What's that mix like? Like how do you do relaxing but make sure that you're still going hard? There's got to be a fine line in the off season. You could burn yourself out, but you could also sit back a little too much. Have you found sort of that perfect balance of the two?
Yeah, for sure. I think you know, being able to play a few years in the league now and then kind of knowing what to expect when you come to training camp and know how I want to feel and how my body is and, you know, what weight I want to be at and things like that. So, you know, I have a good idea of what I need to do. And you know, like I was saying with our trainer, he sets us up with a whole program and whatnot. So, you know, just kind of follow that and, you know, it should work out good.
Your team just made a big deal. It was public for a while that RJ Umberger probably would have liked to be out of Columbus, which is a bit of a surprise at first, but it's been public for a while. What do you make of the acquisition of a 32-year-old Scott Hartnell that all of a sudden joins a team that like I said earlier, gave a scare to the Penguins in round one of the playoffs?
Yeah, well, first of all, Umby was a great guy and, you know, great teammate and learned a lot from him and he did a lot for me and as long as the other young guys in our team and wish him the best in Philly. But, you know, in saying that, we got a great player as well coming back and, you know, obviously he's made a name for himself around the league and, you know, he can really do it all, a good two-way player and, you know, not scared to step up for his teammates and stuff. So, you know, we're excited to have him.
What's the difference been the last couple of years? There obviously have been changes at upper management level. You bring John Davidson in, Jarmo Kekalainen, new general manager. You've seen a few coaches in your tenure with the Jackets. But you've also got a young nucleus of guys. Why have you been able to, 2 years ago, nearly get into the playoffs and last year get in and play well? What's changed in your time there?
Yeah, they really brought a new mindset into Columbus. And, you know, obviously we wanted to do well there and we wanted to win games, but you know, it just wasn't working for us and the group we had. So, you know, they came in and you know, set the bar high and kept it simple at the same time. They just said, we're going to be built around hard work. And you know, every single player on our team is going to, you know, play at the, you know, as hard as they can. Really just as simple as that. And, you know, they built it around with some skill and some smart players and, you know, all the players you need to win. And as a young team, we've taken some huge strides. And, you know, I sit on my couch here at home, you know, excited for the next season because our future is so bright and so much talent in our group. So, you know, it's exciting to see what we can do.
Yeah, well, it's funny. 2 months ago, we were all sitting on our couches pretty excited watching your team play on home ice. Those three-goal leads didn't seem to mean a thing in that series. Take us back to round one against Pittsburgh where no lead was safe and that building was absolutely rocking.
Yeah, there was some wild games in there. It was, you know, yeah, it was interesting. The last game there, game six, we're like, do we even want to score first here? So it was funny. But, yeah, they were experiences for sure. And, you know, it was definitely a great time in my hockey career. Probably looking back now, the most exciting. And, you know, all my family came out for it as well. So it was cool to share it all with them. And, you know, hopefully next year we can go a lot further and chase the cup.
For those of us out in the West that don't get to watch East a ton, it might have been a bit of a coming out party for Boone Jenner. What can you tell us about the youngster and the style of game he plays?
Yeah, me and Boone played most of the year together, and can't say enough about the guy. I mean, his play really tells it all. Is, you know, going back to what our management instilled in us and the hard work part. And there's not a lot of guys in the league that work harder than him. He really puts it on the line every time he steps on the ice. And coming to that, he's got a ton of skill, good size, good skater. And so, we have a lot of fun playing together.
What about Ryan Murray? Here's a guy that a lot of people thought should have gone number one to Edmonton a couple of years ago. What kind of a role is he playing, and how high is his ceiling as a youngster in the league?
Yeah, well, I'll say this. We had no problem taking him number two, that's for sure.
No kidding.
He's a special player. You know, you can watch in the games and and stuff, you get to see a lot. But when you get to practice with him and play with him all the time and really see what he can bring to our team and to the league and show the league what he can do, he's a tremendous player. And, you know, he's definitely going to be a huge part of our team going down the road.
What a difference a year makes, Ryan. It was at the end of last season, I believe, you were down in Springfield, and things weren't going great there in the AHL. A year later, yeah, yeah. Well, hey, but you know what, though? It's normal, though, isn't it? That's the whole point. I mean, your former teammate Sven Berchi is getting some heat in this city because, you know, he has not yet met expectations. Your other fellow teammate in Portland, Nino Niederreiter, went through the same thing. The Islanders even traded him. What can you tell us about just, you know, years 2, 3, and 4 as a pro? It is not easy playing against men early on.
It really isn't. And, you know, I didn't think it was going to be easy by any means, but, you know, I didn't think it was going to be that hard, though, as well. It was definitely a big challenge for me my first 2 years, and it's nice that I could finally, you know, put up some numbers and have some success and, you know, our team do well. You gotta stick with it. You gotta stay focused and find ways to make yourself better. And you know, if you do that and keep making those steps and, you know, become the best player you can, then, you know, it should all work out. But, yeah, by no means is it an easy road.
Yeah, well, 33 goals this year, and that's just 1 year later. It is stunning the difference a single season makes. I'm sure Nino would say the same thing. Was there a moment where you looked in the mirror, or was there a conversation you had? At what point did you say, okay, I'm going to have to get better no matter what it takes? How do you have that transformation?
I would just kind of look back to last summer, and, you know, like you brought up for me, is just, you know, the struggles I had at the end of that year when I got sent down for the playoffs in the AHL and whatnot. And, you know, just kind of looked yourself in the mirror, really. And, you know, so that's enough of that. You know, I'm too good to be doing this. I got too much skill. And, you know, it's time for me to take that next step and become the player I know I can become. And, you know, I just tried to start the year off with a lot of confidence and believe in myself. And, you know, I kind of got off to a pretty good start and just kind of rolled with it and tried to stay as consistent as possible. And, you know, I thought I did that for the most part of the year.
Tell us quickly about Columbus. It's a place that a lot of people sort of don't know a ton about. It's not a traditional hockey market, but I imagine you enjoy the time there. A lot of guys that play there love it a ton.
Yeah, I mean, I get this question all the time. People don't hear too much about Columbus, Ohio. So, you know, it's a huge college town, obviously, Ohio State there. So there's a lot of young people like myself running around, which makes it fun. And, you know, very nice downtown, very clean. And obviously we have a beautiful arena. And, you know, it's a fun city. So they got it all. And, you know, I love playing there.
Did you ever run into our buddy Graham Dillette from Saskatchewan? I believe he plays all his golf out of Columbus.
Yeah, there's a ton of great golf courses there, too, but no, I haven't run into them yet.
All right. Well, Ryan, we appreciate it, the time this morning. It's a big draft coming up for the Flames, and I think a lot of people will be very excited to hear this conversation with you, given that you went it for and the fantastic season you've come off. Good luck with your next contract. Have a great off season, and we appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks for having me, Pins.